But that's road and bridge only.
That's road and bridge. Transfer station, we have three.
That page four, that's everybody, including road and bridge?
All general. The only thing it does not include is the police.
Have you talked to them to know how many would actually consider it? Because they would need another income that if they have other jobs, you know, like a farm or something.
About half of those figures either have cattle or they have a side business that they currently do.
I've assumed that probably you've met and talked with some of them. How many show an interest?
I can go and get a pretty accurate number by talking to them each morning.
I thought maybe that had been done.
And I do know that in the past, sometimes the rule of 80, especially lately, has benefited more in the past because of the price of insurance, medical insurance, once someone retires. If they retire earlier, Medicaid doesn't kick in, or sorry, Medicare doesn't kick in until age 65. So they do have to make sure they have that additional source of income, mainly for
medical
reasons, medical insurance reasons. So I know that that's kind of changed over time. And I was just talking to Dawn earlier, and I think the only thing to consider is that, and I don't like using the M word, but millennials, that group of people tend to go from one job to another until they find somewhere to land. And oftentimes that will actually be after the age where Rule of 80 would be beneficial for them. And because of that, there are many of them that who are not going with the Rule of 80. But like I said, in this case, it looks like there would be quite a few that would benefit from it. I don't know how to think of that one way or another, but I did want to throw that out there as far as... Yes.
Mm-hmm. Don, would you come up? I can't hear back there.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
And some people don't take advantage of it. How does that affect the county?
Okay, so the question was, what if you go with the Rule of 80? I mean, it's costing over $2 million. What happens if people don't take advantage of it? You know, they continue to work until 60 or beyond. In that case, what happens, the cost doesn't go away. It remains. However, whatever you pay in remains in your assets. So it will stay within your money. It's just, if it wasn't used, it's just going to sit there to pay for benefits.
For when they do retire.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And when others retire, then they can benefit from reduction of contributions later on. Because if you have all that sitting in your assets, eventually, if it's not used, it will affect your contribution rate would be lowered eventually, all things considered.
After the 20, 21 years after it's paid off.
Absolutely.
The six. Then.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it could even start, you know, depending on ages of people and what time they do retire. I mean, if they start turning 60 and starting to retire at normal retirement instead of earlier than that, you could find a downward trend on your contributions even before the 20 years. But at minimum, after the 20 years, if people aren't using it, then that for sure would be shown in your assets.
So I'm trying to understand. It needs to be mutually beneficial, correct? I mean, I think that's the way we're looking at it. Yeah, we want to make sure we take care of our employees, which I think we do. Mm-hmm. But we also think we have to take care of the county and the resources that we have. So what is the purpose of an AD now? Is it, I'm assuming it's a, hey, the higher wage earners would be the ones that retire.
Yes.
So if somebody's making $25, I'm just making up a number, $25 an hour, you replace him with a $15 an hour guy, over the course of the year, that's $10 an hour, so that's $20,800 at 2,080 hours. So 10 employees take advantage of it, it paid for itself right there. For that year.
Yeah, I think that you're definitely making a relevant case as far as paying for itself. I think one of the other things, too, that we always look at as far as loggers is concerned is once some of these jobs are not easy. They're physically demanding jobs. And by the time somebody is 60 years old, the quality of work, and I am not saying anything to anybody here.
Hey, look back there.
But my husband is 52, and we just finished a move. Compared to 10 years ago when we moved, there's a definite difference in the toll it took on his body. We want to make sure that when people are ready to retire, that they can with dignity and get the new fresh muscles in, if you will, and keep that going. So that's another benefit we always look at. It's just, it helps the community in general by having, you know, the high quality workers and not
I realize the high quality workers are under 40.
Are the ones that are older.
The ones that are older.
Older. High quality isn't what I'm looking for. That's not the word I'm looking for.
Yeah, I'm thinking, boy, you just put a lot of zinger.
No. I don't mean high quality. I obviously don't mean high quality.
Historically, the younger individuals are stronger, and they're able to get more accomplished within the same amount of time period.
Yes.
I think is what you're trying to.
Absolutely. Think. What the best word for that is? I'm not sure.
The problem is, I don't know that that's the case anymore.
If we're just talking physically strong, I'll agree. You've got, and that's where it's really important, and I'll look back here at this quality. You can hire a 20, 22-year-old that will not begin to have the knowledge or the...
Or even the work ethic.
The work ethic, yes. And I'm going to throw one out here. We hired, I think he was about 50 not long ago, a worker not long ago. I believe he was 50. I have been told repeatedly by those that work around him and his supervisor, I'd like to have 10 more like him.
Oh, he's nice.
I can't, my 22,
yeah.
then I know another crew to work. Well,
yeah,
and
I don't doubt that.
There's always exceptions. Everyone is their own person.
Absolutely.
And again,
I'm not trying to.
No. What I was about to say, real quick.
Them down.
With our specific employees, I think we've done a great job. I mean, every age, every gamut, every.
Yeah. We're blessed.
We have phenomenal employees.
That is incredible. That's incredible.
But just looking out there.
And in that case, you want to keep them. Yeah, absolutely.
Right. But looking out there to the future of. We don't know. I mean, we're having a hard time getting some good employees. So we're very selective on who we do hire.
Yeah.
I say we, the department heads and other elected officials. I think, you can argue both ways with it.
Mm-hmm.
80 and out will help, or the rule of 80. Rule of 80 will help keep some of the employees that we have, could help attract new employees.
Attraction,
Because it doesn't have to be with one company as long as it's loggers.
Correct, as long as it's loggers.
So how does that work if, let's say we have the rule of 80 and County B does not.
Fantastic question.
And they work at County B, will they jump over to County A to get their, or will they jump over to Taney County to get their hours in?
The hours will count at County B. But if County B doesn't have the rule of 80 and County A does, it could persuade them to go to County A.
Hadn't thought of that.
And then do they have to do so many years at County A before it kicks in, or nope, as soon as they're hired there?
They would have to work at least 12 months. Okay. And they have to, of course, be vested, which I'm assuming they would be vested by then if they're looking at an 80 and out option. But Yes, but they would have to wait 12 months before they could retire.
So somebody could work for, I don't want to use specifics, but somebody could work for County B that does not have it for 20 years. Mm-hmm. Come to County A that does have it, work 1 year, time probably didn't work out, and let's say they're 50 years old. I guess, anyways, you know what I'm trying to say.
If it would work.
If it would work, they could do that.
Yes.
Okay. Of course, I don't think, at least what I've been told, we didn't get any experience in that when we went to the L6, and we were one of the few counties in the state that have that. Which, the other thing is, I think we all know in this room, is that, because I get it told to me constantly by Road and Bridge, that the younger ones don't care about the retirements coming in. They won't know what they're making right then. So we need to look at the wage increase to hire right now.
We have to look at everything in its totality, yeah.
Yes.
And Loggers, as an entity, is trying to do something about that, too. We are definitely trying to get more insight meetings where we do Loggers lunch break is a prime example. We actually show them the ultimate value and how much they would have had to have saved on their own to equal that. What they would get, you know, we show them 20 years in retirement. This is how much you're going to receive from Loggers. How much would you have had to save on your own? So we set that up, and they show, and oftentimes, especially if it's an L2, it is a huge chunk of change. We're talking 20% of their savings, depending on when they started saving and how much they save throughout. So that is something that we know is a problem. We know the younger ones just want that money in their pocket now. But if we can show them, you're not paying anything for this, and this is how much you're going to get if you just live 20 years in retirement, I don't think many of them are just, their eyes don't glaze over there. They're actually interested then at that point. So I encourage to take advantage of those opportunities from Loggers for invite us to come out and talk to those younger employees, and if that helps at all.
And whether or not they care if they have health insurance or not. Some think I'm young, I don't, that's all right.
That's a tougher one.
Yeah.
That's a tough one. That's a tough one. In which some of them, yeah, I'm young, I don't need it yet. If something happens to me,
let the government take care
of it. Yeah. That's unfortunate. That's unfortunate. Mm-hmm. So.
And the rule of 80 does include elected officials?
Yes, it can. If elected, yes. And the elected officials have chosen to do so.
How were you when you started?
I think many times with the elected officials, it's hard to get the amount of years plus the age to be, and again, no offense, this makes me sound awful, younger than 60, you know, to benefit from it.
But you could be like myself that worked 20 years without being elected.
And then an elected.
So I could actually retire in 2 years.
Yes. Yeah, that's a good case. You're asking all the right questions. Perfect.
Now, how would that, because in all seriousness, I was thinking, as far as the rule of 80, you don't have to necessarily elect the elected officials to be a part of that.
Correct.
Then how would that be fair to somebody? Because like with me, that's fine, man. But then somebody like Melanie, who's worked 20 years prior to being elected, Joanna, who's worked how many years before prior to being elected, that's probably not fair for those individuals, is it? So is there a workaround on that?
To the ones who have, like if the elected officials say they don't want to do the rule of 80, mm-hmm. That would have to be, I feel like if we go with the rule of 80, it's going to be,
it's either all or
it's everybody. Right. However, elected officials can make it your own policy to continue.
Per elected official or all elected officials?
That's going to be a per year policy. Okay. Could be.